It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is Friday, St. Patrick's Day weekend, because you got to celebrate all weekend, right? It's just about to go down. Is anybody wearing green today? Because it counts.
Oh, no.
No.
Pork chop has to pinch you so I don't get in trouble with HR again.
I am. My rain jacket's green.
Where's it at? Right. Oh, you better put it on. 3, 2. Okay, you're safe. Pork chop, get Alex whenever you're ready.
I'm not wearing green, though, at all either.
I was going to wear green tomorrow.
Are you going out and doing things?
Yeah, I think so.
Go get crazy. I know Liv's already been talking. She's like, well, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go here. And I'm like, okay, well, how's your liver going to do? So, follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. Also, we're on Facebook. We use our station page. So just search for Radio Now and give that a like. The number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. We got a lot going on in today's show. We got the Friday Fun Fact coming up. Try to give you a little education to kick off your day. Also today, how about this? We are going to try to find out who's the grossest person on the Joe and Alex Show. I got a couple of things. We're just going to keep tally and see who's the grossest person. I kind of think it's one of the ladies, actually.
Maybe. I think it's probably me.
Wow. We have come to the same conclusion. We shall see, though, later on in the show. Also today, it is a Freak Show Friday. We'll be doing that around 7:30.
Yeah, Scotty is going to talk to us. He hires women to do something for him that's strange. And he's also going to be doing this for St. Patrick's Day to celebrate, so that'll be interesting.
And then at 8 o'clock, somebody on the Joe and Alex Show is going against, I think, conventional wisdom when it comes to water.
What?
I'll explain about that. They're saying, man, don't believe the hype when it comes to water. That's this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Plus, a lot of garbage will be coming your way. Alex will get us updated with that. But, Alex, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I have just been losing sleep over Taylor Swift and all of her 7th album hints.
When is her and Katy Perry's song coming out?
I don't think they're going to have a song. I mean, I would highly doubt it, but she definitely has a new album coming out this spring, and I just don't know when, but she gave a lot of butterfly hints yesterday, posted a really pretty picture of her at an award show. She's got butterfly shoes on, and she was doing butterfly emojis, so I feel like that's going to signify that the theme of the next album is like that she's gone through some significant change. But she can't call the album Metamorphosis because that's what Hillary Duff called her album. So that's already been taken. So it's got to be something else.
When will it come out? Like looking at the number 13, I see May 13th.
I think it's
going to
be April 13th could be a big possibility.
A Saturday to drop an album on a Saturday.
I thought it was a Friday.
You are wrong.
It is a Saturday?
It is a Saturday. That's what I was looking for, the number 13, April 13th.
Maybe she'll announce that it's coming out on the 13th, but I don't know when the actual album will come out, but maybe just the announcement will be the 13th.
We will have to sit and hold our breath until we know.
Something's going to happen, though, on that day. I'm just telling you.
Do you think she's running for president, maybe?
No, definitely not
Oh, my gosh, that would be so funny.
Would you vote for her?
No.
Well, I was asking Liv. Excuse you.
I'd have to see her platform.
What are big issues for you, Liv, that you'd like to see in the Swift whatever 2020?
If Swift was president, I would definitely have to see her and Kim Kardashian make up. Definitely a
They did do that because Kim posted like Snapchat videos of her listening to Delicate and all that. That was like her olive branch because they're all owned by the same company now.
When?
This was like last month.
Oh.
Well, we talked about it in the garbage.
So maybe Swift West is a possible campaign.
Remember, because E and all that, they're all owned now by the same people. Like Taylor's new record label and all that. They said you guys have to get along.
Right, that's right. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, then you know what? Maybe I will be the biggest. I think which would be strong is maybe Kris Jenner as president and Taylor Swift as VP.
Kris Jenner could be the mom of everybody in America. Okay, well, Alex, I hope you get some sleep. I hope your nightmares become dreams soon.
I would totally definitely be for Kris Jenner. She can handle anything.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. My day yesterday was not that exciting. We had the Joe and Alex Show book buddies. We read to a sixth grade class, which was so cute, so fun. And it took me over an hour to drive home.
How is that possible? I think it took me like 30 minutes to get home or 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And we live like in the same area.
I know. It took me over an hour. I kept missing all of my exits. Every single time, like, there was supposed to be a big, like, lane change. I, like, just completely missed it because I was, like, listening to podcasts and just not paying attention. And it literally took me over an hour. I ended up, like, pretty far north of, like, the city. And I don't even know how that happened. But, yeah, that was, like, basically the biggest part of my day. I took, like, a three-hour nap really late yesterday. And so I didn't get to bed till pretty late.
All right. Well,
that's
just,
basically
it. Does your car have navigation or no?
Yeah, no, it does. So I had my maps pulled up on my touch screen in my car. So there was like literally no reason why.
But that podcast was just too fire. You couldn't pay attention to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
It's like turn right. It's like, uh-uh.
I've been there.
Audibly stimulated to pay attention to the maps.
Well, Porkchop, I'm sure you've never taken a wrong turn before because people didn't know this. He drives for Uber and Lyft.
Yeah, and no. I have a perfect rating. But I didn't drive yesterday because I think I'm broken. I think I'm dying. I got some like blood results back the other day and they're not good. So, yeah, sorry to bring the mood down.
Jeez.
Are you going to be okay?
I mean,
I don't know.
Like,
I think so.
You're going to tell us this now on a Friday? Like, we don't have enough time to find another producer.
Yeah, I mean, going
well,
into
we
a
have
weekend.
The weekend.
Okay. Yeah. So just think about us a little bit.
No, I mean, I don't think I'm dying anytime soon. Maybe like within, you know, like a year or so.
Oh, so we can start a search?
Yeah, you can start a search now.
Okay. Perfect. Will you interview them?
Yeah, of course.
Because cool. You know
sure,
what I like.
I'll make sure they drive requirements. Drive for Uber and be exactly like me.
Okay.
You could call him Producer Dad.
Yes.
That's honestly what we should have called Porkchop the whole time. Producer Dad.
Oh, well. Anyways, I've got a doctor's appointment on April 9th, so I'll know more then.
Wow, so we have to wait.
Yeah.
Liv, you should go there and record it. Like, what is it, Doc?
Okay.
How's it going to be?
Facebook Live it.
Tell us what's going to happen.
And says, I've got 1 month left to live.
I will 1,000% do that.
Man, I hope that doesn't happen, but if it is, you have to stay on the show until the very last day because that's really going to be good for ratings.
Yeah, right, dude. I'm going to Hawaii.
We
no,
can wheel
no, no,
a death
no, no.
bed in here.
Yeah,
so
we could have you set up with like, beep, beep.
No, really though, with what I have, like, I can't die. I mean, I could die in like 10, 20 years, but.
Jeez.
But
oh, well,
not
the show will be over before then. Oh. I give the show 2 more years.
Yeah,
it's gonna come on.
I'll be on to way bigger and better things.
Yeah, I hope so. Oh my gosh. So, all right. Well, with that news, I really do hope, you know, you're okay. And we'll definitely say a prayer for you there, Porkchop.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love you. I just was kidding. Now I feel terrible. This audio will be used against me one day when he does die.
Yes, remember that, Liv.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
YouTube star Lily Singh will replace Carson Daly's 1:35 a.m. late night show, Last Call with Carson Daly, which ended after a 17-year run.
It's called A Little Late with Lily Singh.
Oh, come
I
on.
Know, I know.
When is it premiering? Do we know?
So fallish, probably September.
Wow.
And I'm so excited because I truly get to create a show from scratch. You know, I get to make it inclusive. I get to create comedy segments and interview people and really create something that I believe in. And I'm so honored and humbled.
There goes all of our jobs. Soon it's going to be a YouTube star with Alex.
100%. They are taking over. Her show's going to include in-studio interviews as well as create and pre-tape comedy sketches and signature segments. It premieres in September, like she said. She is an Indian-Canadian woman, if you don't know her, and she's going to be the only woman to currently host a late-night talk show on a Big Four network. She's also bisexual.
Wow, she's got all the boxes checked.
That's right. One Direction's Louis Tomlin's sister Felicity has passed away at the age of 18 after an apparent heart attack.
What? 18?
Yeah. According to reports, she was in her apartment when she collapsed from a heart attack. Someone was in the apartment with her and called an ambulance. They attempted to revive her, but she was pronounced dead at the scene. Sources say that Felicity had no warning signs and no prior history of heart trouble. Louis and Felicity were very close, and Louis is spending this time now with his family.
That is so sad.
Sierra is opening up and revealing how hard it was to abstain from sex until she and now hubby Russell Wilson were married. Both Sierra and Russell are very open about their faith, and Sierra said that self-control didn't cut it during her abstinence with Russell, but that it took a lot of prayer to make it through. She said, "I really believe that when you focus on a friendship, you have the opportunity to build a strong foundation for a relationship. And once you know you're really great friends and you're what we call equally yoked, that's when you can share the same values or the same outlook on life, and it kind of sets the tone. Knowing that you'll always have the friendship and that you can always go back to that is very important and very powerful." And Kate Beckinsale says her cat is a very strange way of showing her affection with doo-doo.
What?
"I inherited a cat from a friend of mine.
Right.
Didn't ask too many questions about why she was giving it to me. Now I know. You know when there's like a dead body on the sidewalk and they spray around it?
I've seen it on the cop show.
Right.
Yes.
Sometimes when I'm asleep, she does that to me, but with
Well, that's love.
I would never have a cat. Coming up in less than an hour, more fallout for Lori Loughlin and her daughter after the college fraud scheme.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, we're going to give you the Friday fun fact. It involves something you all have, a mattress. Oh, this is going to be so fun and enlightening. Don't go anywhere. Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show, and we are 1 hour away from Freak Show Friday. We'll be talking to Scotty today. Very interesting. What, well, I don't know, Alex, how would you put this with Scotty?
He just has a special thing that he likes to hire women to do for him, and he's going to have them do this for St. Patrick's Day.
And apparently it's legal. So there is that. That's coming up this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Time for your Friday fun fact.
You're going to learn today.
Let's talk about something that we probably all have, a mattress. Do you have a mattress they sleep on, a bed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
All right, cool. Well, then listen, this is going to be very informative. A 10-year-old mattress weighs double what it did when it was new.
Ew, stop. I know what you're about to say.
What am I going to say?
You're going to say all that weight is dead skin.
Well, I mean, kind of. The 10-year-old mattress weighs double because, well, it's due to debris that absorbs over time.
Ew.
What's that debris, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. Dust mites. That's them dropping their doo-doo in your bed.
Ew.
And their decaying little bodies. There's also mold, millions of dead skin cells, dandruff, animal and human hair, secretions, excretions, lint, pollen, dust, soil, sand, and a lot of perspiration. As a matter of fact, let me give you a little fun fact on top of that. The average person loses about a quart a day of sweat.
That's sick.
That is so disgusting. This wasn't fun.
You're
this
supposed to change your mattress out every 8 years, right?
I'm not sure. I just flip it over and Febreze it.
Ew.
That's your Friday that fun fact. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Start out with some incredibly sad news waking up to this morning. A gunman opened fire in New Zealand at a mosque today, Friday, obviously. They're ahead of us in time, and live streamed his attack. It was a 17-minute video on Facebook, and it began with the man driving up to a mosque in the city, I hope I get this right, of Christchurch. After parking his car, the man armed himself with at least one semi-automatic gun, walked into the mosque, and immediately began shooting at people in the doorway. As of now, at least 40 are dead, confirmed, but I've heard all the way up to almost 49 or 50 this morning from different news outlets, and 48 people are injured. This is a witness describing kind of what happened afterwards.
When I thought that probably the shooter has left, then I pushed myself to get inside the mosque, and it was unbelievable. I saw in the main room on the right-hand side about 20-plus people. Some of them were dead. Some of them were screaming, and they were asking me, is there any ambulance on the way? I said, you know, be patient. And I saw on the floor the bullet shells, so many hundreds.
Thoughts and prayers going out to everybody out there. I mean, yeah. That's just, they're saying that this is a terrorist attack, and I believe it's the deadliest they've ever had in New Zealand.
So sad.
So senseless, so. I'm going to give you better news now, but that was just really big stuff all across everywhere. You've been talking a lot about it in the garbage, Alex, and I'm sure you'll be doing it some more, but Lori Loughlin and everybody else involved with this whole college bribe scandal, Do you know how it actually kind of all became unraveled?
No, how?
According to reports out this morning, the FBI stumbled upon a massive college bribe scandal when an executive tipped them off. The executive said that the Yale soccer coach offered to sell his daughter a spot at the Ivy League school for about $450,000.
Whoa.
Jeez.
So this $500,000 sounds about right, which is going on. That led the FBI to open an investigation into the bribe scandal. The coach who resigned from Yale in November 2018 has agreed to plead guilty to charges involved with wire fraud. And some other things going on here, too. I feel bad for the kids that unknowingly were part of this. The son of a marketing executive named Jane Buckingham, one of the 40 people that is actually charged in this college admission scandal, has apologized. The kid saying, "Hey, I'm sorry." Jack Buckingham released a statement saying, quote, "I know there are millions of kids out there, wealthy and less fortunate, who bust their ass just to have a shot at college, you know, and go and do their dreams. I'm upset that I was unknowingly involved in a large scheme that helped kids, give kids who may not have worked as hard as others an advantage over those who truly deserve these spots. For that, I am sorry. I know my words don't mean much to those people at this moment, but I am sorry."
I bet you he knew.
See, I wonder if they did or not.
I mean, I would have done the same thing. I would have come out immediately and said, "I am so sorry. I had no idea."
So you're admitting you're a liar.
So, I mean, in this situation, I would not take a minute to that.
I mean, just think of how bad it is if it's these kids, though. They're screwed either way. You know what I mean? So, I mean, as much as everybody says, like, "Oh, it's so easy having money," but like, what if you're just a normal person and your parents have money, but you're just a normal kid?
Well, if their parents are willing to pay that much money for them to get in college, I guarantee their parents are willing to make sure they're comfortable the rest of their lives as well.
Yeah, but it just sucks. So that kid really like was just trying to go to college. It just sucks. Like, wouldn't you rather do something on your own merit live than like your parents being able to do it for you? And like, you didn't ask them to, but they did it without you knowing.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, absolutely, it stinks, but I feel like this is like the least surprising thing in the entire world. Like,
No doubt.
Here's my thing. If you are a bad student and then all of a sudden you get accepted into Stanford or Harvard or wherever, UCLA, don't you think maybe something fishy happened?
Where'd you go to school again? You went to college where?
The University of Louisville. Definitely not Ivy League.
Hey, Alex.
What?
You know how you mentioned before on the Joe and Alex show that Liv's the only one that actually went to college?
Yeah, it was all a fraud.
And it sometimes amazes people to know that. Do you think maybe Liv's parents had something to do with that?
Who knows?
Is there anything? Is there anything at the school named after your parents?
Yes, there is a bathroom.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Okay. Well, now we know. The U.S. Senate yesterday voted 59 to 41 to terminate President Trump's declaration of a national emergency on the border wall. Only reason I bring this up is because I laughed at his response. I think this is on Twitter. Trump heard the news and said on a word... Yeah, it was on Twitter. A one-word tweet in all caps, veto!
Love it.
So we'll see what happens. There's going to have to be a supermajority if to avoid the veto between the House and the Senate. They'd have to get 2/3 majority, which would be amazing to see that many people come together over anything. Politicians never agree on anything. And I want to wrap up Need to Know News with this. Only 19% of people in the U.S. say that they would allow their kids or family members to ride in a self-driving car, while 3 out of 4 people said they were too afraid to get in one themselves.
Hmm.
I mean, this is coming. One day it will be here. I mean, automakers are already working.
Teslas.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but how do you guys feel about this? I trust a car more than I trust myself, because I'll admit it. I sometimes look at my phone. I even text. I try not to. I know it's not a good thing to do. What do you think? Are you going to be one of the people one day that's going to embrace it, or are you going to fight it till the end?
I think it is a little bit freaky.
Well, anything's new, but what's freaky to you, I guess? What are your concerns?
Just the idea of it, like, you know... having, you know, any computer goes through problems or they freeze or whatever, and if it's driving me, that just scares
and
me.
And like, what if something's coming out of the sky and you have to like swerve to avoid it? Like, would it see that?
I bet it would. My car sees when cars are like backing up into me or when I'm approaching another car too quickly. My car like beeps and stuff. I would 1000% trust this thing.
Also, all the cars and vehicles that are totally run by computers, I mean, it just makes it so easy for like a terrorist attack, like a cyber terrorist attack. All they have to do is hack into the whole unit controlling all of our cars, everything, you know, drive us into things, crash us.
You guys
all
realize
kind of
right now, obviously they're trying to fix it and they're trying to get the patch update in there. But But for a majority of airplanes, which we've all been on plenty of times, those are like 90% controlled by computers, like as it's going. Only
yeah. the pilots. And most cars have computers in them now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but not the same level of sophistication as an actual airplane would have. I think it's a great thing. Of course, there's going to be problems and hiccups along the way, but so many people are bad drivers and all the distracted stuff you do. I think there'd be less problems with cars being controlled by computers and robots than us doing it.
As long as I can sleep while I am being transported, I'm down. I'm fine with that.
And that's why there's car accidents. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can join in this conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. What is your texting rule for someone you like? I saw one of my friends on Twitter the other day. She's like, why does this crap have to keep on happening? I'm so tired of it. If I like somebody, why do I have to like calculate how long I need to respond? And why do I have to, as a woman, wait so long to text the guy back so I look like I'm a really thirsty girl?
Oh, there's so many rules.
Well, okay, explain it to me. Listen, I am out of the dating game. I've been with my wife for 7 years, married for 3 of it. But I've always been that way, though. And I know this is going to come off creepy, but I'll say it. If I met my now wife, Lindsay, we went out on a Friday night and at the bar and got her number, I don't think there's anything wrong with texting her, like, later in the... Well, I would text her right there on the spot to make sure that her number actually worked that she gave me. That's how creepy I am. But I would text her the next morning if I liked her. I wouldn't say, oh my God, I love you. Let's blah, blah, blah. But I think there's... Why is there a waiting stuff? Like, back in the day, you have to wait a couple of days to give somebody a phone call. Like,
no,
if a
I don't
guy...
think there is waiting stuff. I think that after a first date, the guy should, that night, or definitely by the morning, if he's interested, he should be texting her saying, I had a lot of fun. When can I see you again?
But
100%.
As a woman, Alex, do you hold back from texting a guy? Like,
yes.
Do you wait? Okay.
I will never text
why?
First.
You'll never text never. First? 833-JOE-ALEX. Why not?
Because I don't know how to explain it. Like, I, as a woman, I want to feel pursued by the guy. I think the guy should be the one to take the lead and show me that he's interested. Also, there just is a weird double standard with guys. Like, a girl that's texting constantly first and stuff, they're like, oh, she's annoying. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, guys just always have, like, this weird preconceived thing about girls that text first, so I never do.
On behalf of all guys, I don't have a preconceived thing.
Like, this guy that I know told me yesterday that a girl texted him. They had been texting for a little bit, but then he kind of got uninterested. And she texted him and said, remember that one time you were going to text me back? And I said, I would never, never
no,
do that.
No, it's good she called him out for that, because what a turd he is.
No, and then he said, what a psycho. Guess what? Never responded.
Well,
now he's definitely never writing her back.
Well, that's a double standard then. He's just using that as an excuse.
No, because the guy... You have to let the guy take the lead on that. That's just my, maybe it's old fashioned, but I just think that's what you have to do.
That's very old fashioned.
For the first time, I would want the guy to text me first, like for the first time of like getting his number, whatever. But then I think, I don't know, I've texted guys first, not a lot, but like every now and then. And it's like always if something has like, come up or whatever
that reminds you of them or is funny
yeah,
or something.
Or like a lot of times, like one time I was like interested in this guy and he was a huge LeBron fan.
I obviously hate
LeBron, and so it was after we had both established that like we were crushing on each other, whatever. And then one time I texted him first because I saw some news about LeBron, and I put something like really funny and coy with it. And then, like, it started a conversation, whatever. But then after that, I never texted them first again. I wanted them to text me first.
I think Liv has a really good point. If you're going to take the step and you're going to text a guy first, it needs to be, you have to have a reason. You can't say, hey.
Yes, and it can't be obvious. Because I have a lot of friends who will be like, oh, wait, well, I'm going to text them to see if, like, I... happen to like leave something over there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's way too obvious.
This whole fact that you have to have the science of like, well, do I leave something there or do I not?
I know,
it's like, this
it's
is stupid.
It's
not you.
Dating.
I know, but it shouldn't be. And I'm not calling you too stupid. I'm saying this whole idea that you have to do this is dumb. I totally get, and I agree with Alex as far as like, yeah, a man totally should pursue a woman. Like, I get that's a good feeling. Anybody likes when they're pursued. I respect that too. But the fact that there's rules and terms and conditions, just freaking text the person if you want to talk to them or call them. Like, so what? I don't think you're like a a thirsty woman. Just means that, hey, I kind of like you. That's a great thing, isn't it? Clint, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? Sorry, Clint, I didn't push the right button. What do you think, buddy?
Text.
Say it again. What do you think?
I disagree with the whole guys need to text first rule.
Of course you do, because you're a guy.
Sorry?
I said, of course you do, because you're a guy.
No, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, if women have equal rights these days, I think that, you know, who's ever interested first in the relationship should be the one to step up and make the call or send the text message. It
Here's
should
the
be
problem.
A his or her situation.
Here's the problem. If a guy is interested, like super, super interested in a girl, and she texts him first, he's like, wow, that was a cool move. She's shooting her shot. Love it. Super sexy, super hot. Now, if a guy is not interested in a girl and the girl texts him first, he's like, wow, this girl is crazy.
I don't
there
think,
is such
I don't...
a double standard with girls that it's like if a guy isn't like so interested and so into the girl, then stuff that she does can come off crazy. Guys literally have no problem with calling girls crazy.
Then those guys
at any time.
Those guys you speak of then are but, turd burglars. Because
No, you have called girls
no
crazy in your past, Joe, that weren't probably crazy. They're probably just interested.
What did you say, Clint?
Women have no problem saying guys are thirsty. That's like the thing. If a guy texts a woman right away, they're like, oh, he's thirsty. He just wants something.
Oh, yeah. Clint texted me. Oh, he's so thirsty. He just wants to get some of this juicy booty. He just wants to take a bite and go, num, 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 num.
Okay, I don't know about all that, but I have a really funny story. So my ex-boyfriend, when he was in college, he had had this girl over and they hooked up. To him, it was just like a one-night stand, but she really liked him. So she leaves his house after his like frat house or whatever after okay. they hook up, and he gets a call from like one of her friends, and it's her using her friend's phone saying, hey, I think I left my phone over there. I need to come get it. And so he's like, oh, okay, sure. So she goes over there. She's like having him there, like looking in his front yard and all these different things, like where she had walked to see like if she had dropped her phone and all this. He's like, well, why don't I just call it? And she's like, no. We don't need to do that. Like, I'm sure it'll turn up. Like, I'm sure I'll find it. He's like, no, I'm going to call it. Like, we're going to search all day. It's dark out. So he calls her phone. It freaking rings in her pocket. She made the entire thing up as an excuse to go back over there to try to get him to like her. The whole thing was made up.
Hey, good for her. That is a little crazy. But that's extreme, though. You had it in your pocket.
See, that's what I was going to say. That girl's actually crazy.
Yeah. Hillary, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I got to say, I'm sorry, ladies, but I've been married for as long as Joe, so I've been out of it for a minute, but I did not play the texting game. My husband did message me first, but right after we met, I never held back. I messaged him when I wanted to. Didn't have to be anything provocative. And now we've been together 7 years, married for almost 5.
Wow.
So. All right, it's very interesting. Hey, thank you, Hillary, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
I just think she's the exception and not the rule.
No, unfortunately, I think you're right, though. But I think in general, I just would love to see it where if you're a guy or a girl and you like someone, you say, hey, you're cool. Let's hang out. There's not a whole 20-point checkoff list. And a girl, unless she is putting a phone in the pocket saying, hey, my phone must be somewhere in your place and isn't psycho, then you shouldn't judge him either.
If a guy is texting me, hey, you're cool, let's hang out, it better be like Blake Griffin or someone is super fine, because if it was anyone else, I'd be creeped out.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, then you're overanalyzing. It's not even just who's texting who first, but it's how many whys are in the hey. It's the emojis.
It's the message. Like, it's the whole
the
thing.
The punctuation.
Time of day.
Girls are screenshotting one sentence, sending it to a group chat of 15 of their friends, and getting everyone's opinion to send one sentence before they
and
send.
And it takes like 30 minutes to construe the message that you're going to send back.
So you're saying all those girls that didn't text me back, it's not that they weren't interested, it's just they were trying to do all their research first?
Yes.
Maybe. The longer it takes for a girl to message back, I feel like the more she's interested.
We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Are you okay over there?
This is so funny. I just wrote on my little chalkboard J-A-L-P for our initials, and that's like the shorthand for jalapenos. With a Jalp Show.
Look. All right. We're all distracted. Liv's getting excited for the weekend to see some kiddos.
Yes, my baby. babies. My two nieces and my nephew are coming into town today.
And Pork Chop's thinking about jalapeno poppers. Alex, what are you excited about?
Getting super hammered for St. Patrick's Day.
So, like, one drink?
Yeah.
I'm going to mess this up, so please, Pork Chop, or somebody help me out. I want to give a shout-out. Yesterday, we got to go to Mrs., I believe it's Pugh's, sixth-grade class at North Madison Elementary. It's all part of our Joe and Alex Show book buddies. You can see this on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show, or just check out the Radio Now Instagram. But it was so fun. They were awesome, and we really appreciate getting to go out there and read to the kids. So thanks for that opportunity. There's me. My name's Joe. Alex. Live the Web Girl and producer Pork Chop. We make up the Joe and Alex Show along with you. And I found this interesting, just 10 different things in no particular order. There are things that, I guess, make you gross. And I said, why not go through and see how many of these that we check off and can do too. So I'm going to go ask a question, and then we'll all say if we do or don't. If we do, Pork Chop, just give us a point, okay? Whoever has the most points, you win, but you really don't want to win this game, okay?
Okay. I also put a poll up on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show, so you can vote if you had to guess who is the grossest on the show, me, Joe, Liv, or Pork Chop.
All right, here we go. Have you ever picked your nose as an adult? I have.
Yes.
I have.
Yep.
All right. This might be a high-scoring game. Do you ever pop your zits?
No.
Yes. No.
I do. All right. You never, okay, I feel
no,
like you two are lying.
No way.
So what do you
Chase
do?
Chase will tell you right now how much
what
I
What do you do then if you have a zit? What
if
are you
I
doing?
Have a supposed zit, to let them I let it naturally. Naturally yeah, and like, and sometimes when I wash my face, it's like, I guess, like,
you
gets
have
rid of the white head.
Oil on your fingers, so when you touch it, you're just making it worse.
I hate pop zit things.
Same.
Like, I
love
it.
These two
disgusting.
Are liars, by the way, but it's cool. I don't mind being ahead of you in the gross points.
Well,
I
one
live
time
for it.
Alex made me pop a zit in studio, but it was against my will.
Can't even do
was
that.
Was it your zit or mine?
No, it was my zit. You made me pop my own zit because you couldn't stand looking
did you
at
want
it.
To talk to HR about that after the show?
Yes, I did.
All right, Bethleen, we're going to come talk to you today. All right, number three. Have you ever smelled your clothing to see if you could get away with wearing it again? Yes, I do that all the time.
No,
I've done that before.
I do
with
it
the workout
rarely,
top.
So I will have to give myself a point.
All right, thanks, gross boy. Do you ever blow your nose and inspect a tissue? Yeah, who doesn't do that?
Yes.
I am guilty.
Yes.
I do.
You got to check it to see if you have a sinus infection.
Now, how do you know? Just the color?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I find it interesting to see what you could find up there. I'm like, oh, well, look
ew.
At that. Who knew?
That's gross.
Are you ever too tired to brush your teeth before bed? Yeah,
yes.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, we're pretty dang gross. Do you ever go to the bathroom in the shower?
Yes.
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 No.
You've never. Okay.
I have in my life, but it says, do you?
I pee in the shower every single day.
What? Okay. I do it occasionally. Every day you're doing that?
Also in the bath.
No, okay, now you're just making stuff
it's
up.
It's sterile. It's sterile.
Alex
serious.
Really wants this gross title.
I'm not making it up, though. I already said before, I predicted when you said we were going to do this, I said, I'm going to win. Like,
I'm
I already
trying
know.
To remember the last time I peed in the shower, and I really can't remember.
So is Liv getting a point for this or not?
I mean, I'm
going to say no.
I said lifetime.
I rarely smell my clothes, and I give myself the point.
Okay,
so
well
if you've done
yeah.
it, you get the point.
I've done it.
Okay, fine. Give it to her then. Have you ever eaten food that fell on the floor? Of course.
Never.
Never. You've never had
nope.
something fall on the floor and picked it up.
Nope.
You're
you know
a
what?
Liar, and Jesus is disappointed in you.
I ate a piece of lettuce a couple weeks ago that fell on the floor, and my boyfriend caught me, and he, I think, was about to break up with me.
I would, first of all, because it's lettuce, but the fact that you picked it up again even, yeah, I would have broken up with you, too. A few more questions, seeing who's the grossest person on the Joe and Alex Show. Have you ever gone a month without changing your sheets?
Yes.
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, we gosh, we're some dirty people. Alex, did you want to share your pillowcase story now?
No.
Or? Okay.
Please, no.
Okay. Liv, did you want to share the story for her?
No, it makes me nauseous.
Okay. Is that in your dating profile, too?
Stop it.
It should be.
Move on.
How you like the drool? Okay. And then let's see. Two more questions. Do you ever not wash your hands after using the bathroom at home?
Ugh, I hate to
admit
it.
Absolutely not. I wash them every single time.
I would say most of the time I do, but if I'm like in a hurry or doing something, I don't. So not always.
I would say at home, I'm going to give myself a ding. I don't. If it's a number two, of course I do. But if it's, I mean, my junk's clean, so
ew,
I don't
no,
have.
No, it's not.
Liv, you haven't been there. You don't know. So you're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a point. And the final one, we'll see who's got the most out of 10. Have you ever clogged a toilet? Oh, you know. I'm giving myself a big bell.
Rarely, but I guess I have to give myself the point for that.
Yeah, I think I have before.
Maybe once or twice in my life.
I have clogged
same
so many. So am I, though? Okay. Well, then, poor chap, you've been keeping tally. Let's find out right now here on the Joe and Alex show between me, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, and everybody else. Who is the dirtiest, grossest person? Give it to me, please.
Joe, you got a ding for everything, so you are the grossest with 10 no. points.
What?
Me, Alex, and Liv all tied with 8.
Nice.
Wow. Did not expect that. I thought Alex would win that one, but hey, you know what?
Can't win them all.
I want to thank everybody for their support. This is a big award for me, and I will treasure it forever.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
She's toast. It's over. Hallmark Channel cut Lori Loughlin loose yesterday after her involvement in the elite college
Whatever
admissions fraud scheme. Now it looks like Netflix will not be inviting Aunt Becky back for the fifth and final season of Fuller House. Loughlin is currently out of jail on a $1 million bond with the ability to travel to Canada to shoot projects for Hallmark. Apparently, though, that's not going to be necessary because Hallmark's parent company said we are no longer working with the actor whatsoever. Sephora and Tresemme have both cut ties with Lori Loughlin's YouTube star daughter Olivia Jade after a massive amount of backlash on social media. Olivia, who has 1.3 million Instagram followers and 1.9 million subscribers on YouTube, has paid partnerships with Marc Jacobs Beauty, Calvin Klein, Lulu's, Amazon, Smile Direct Club, and Windsor Store, among others. Lori Loughlin's daughters, because she's got two, will not be returning to USC for fear of bullying. Sources say the 19-year-old Olivia and 20-year-old Isabella have made the decision to withdraw from the university after their parents were indicted in the scandal. The family believes that if the girls went back, they'd be viciously bullied. Bryan Singer was fired as the director of the new Red Sonja movie. Sources say he was fired after the studio financing the film was unable to find a distributor for the movie with Singer's name attached. He was fired from his last film, Bohemian Rhapsody. He's previously been accused of raping underage boys a number of times in the past, but denies the claims and has never been arrested. Jay Leno says marrying someone that you wish you could be and listening has been the secret to his marriage.
You know, I always tell guys when they meet a woman, marry your conscience. Marry someone who's the person you wish you could be. And it works out okay.
I like that.
You know, I had a discussion with somebody once. He said, oh, I met this girl. She's crazy, but the sex is unbelievable. I go, great. But when the sex is over, she's still crazy.
That is a great point.
Real Housewives of New Jersey's Teresa Giudice or whatever, Giudice, whatever, however you say it. Her husband, Joe, has been released from prison and is in ICE custody awaiting a deportation ruling after serving his 41-month sentence for mail, wire, and bankruptcy fraud. He began his sentence for mail, wire, and bankruptcy fraud in March of 2016. Teresa was also arrested but served her sentence first for a little over 11 months for the same crimes and was released in 2015. Recently, Teresa made headlines after announcing that if Joe were to be deported back to Italy, she would not be going with. Now, after Freak Show Friday, we're going to get into this. This is too juicy. There's too much to go off of. I didn't want to put it in a garbage. I wanted to talk about it on its own. We're going to talk about the Wendy Williams Howard Stern scandal, which I think is the juiciest celebrity feud maybe of the year so far. That's coming up after Freak Show Friday next. Which, Joe, what is coming up with Freak Show Friday?
For Freak Show Friday, Scotty has some interesting St. Patrick's Day plans, and it has to do with what he hires women to do for him. This is just insane. Freak Show Friday is next here on The Joe and Alex Show.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
We got a lot coming up here on The Joe and Alex Show. Want to make sure you don't go anywhere. We're about to get into Freak Show Friday. After that, this is insane. We couldn't even get into the garbage, but a big, big blow-up fight. Howard Stern versus Wendy Williams. This
it's juicy.
Very juicy. I mean, you just go squeeze.
Squeeze all that juice out. It's coming up next.
And then after that, Lady Gaga. We got a chance for you to qualify. See what I did there? Qualify to go see her. Right now, though, Freak Show Friday is on.
She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and this is Freak Show Friday. We like to talk to different people that are kind of like us. They got a little freaky side, or at least maybe their friends say they're freaks. They might think they're normal. You can be part of Freak Show Friday. You can email the show, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or on social media. Make sure you follow us, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show, and just send us a DM. This morning, Scotty is on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Scotty, what's making you a freak today? Why are you calling in?
Hey, guys. Well, my freaky thing is that I like to be stepped on. Like, stepping is my absolute passion. Like, squishing is my confession. Being trampled on is my religion. I know, it's funny, but if I had to pinpoint like the first moment I thought being smothered or totally stepped on was hot, it was probably like, I don't know, I think I was like 7, and remember The Lion King?
Yeah.
I saw Mufasa get trampled in The Lion King.
That is sad and tragic. That's probably one of the saddest parts of the movie.
I cry every time I watch that, even as an adult.
Oh, it gave me tingles thinking about being so helpless. It was like, crush me, Mama, crush me so hard. I don't know.
So, like, who is stepping on you? Where are you finding them, and who is it?
I mean, I find chicks usually, like, on Facebook, and I specifically seek out, like, the BBW ones.
What does BBW mean, for those that don't know?
Yeah, that's big, big, beautiful women.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the larger, the better. I'm talking, like, I don't know, 450 pounds plus.
Alex is pointing at me like that's what I'm into. No, Alex, that's not me.
You do like BBW stuff.
No, I do. I like curvy women. I like thicker women.
Exactly.
Ashley Graham, for example, is not a big, beautiful woman.
Yes,
she's just
she
thick.
Is.
She is not. You have no clue, Alex, what big, beautiful women are.
I thought she was considered that, like a like plus size curvy, like all that is in
she's
the same category.
She's bigger, but she's not big, beautiful women. Anyways, let's stay on track here because I don't understand any of this right here, Scotty, that you like being stepped on and that you're into this. Explain more,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, doesn't that hurt?
Well, I like the women, it's like if you look like a can of Pillsbury biscuits after you pop the can, like that's what I want to sit on me. If she's big, that's part of the excitement. I got this llama pillow. I put my head sometimes like for comfort, and I don't know, it's like warm in the winter to have somebody totally smothering you. Like that. It's really, really nice when you just have that big, beautiful woman just smother you.
I'm not saying that big women aren't beautiful. I'm not knocking that, but I don't understand that. Now, you're saying smothering. You don't like
can't breathe?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, forget fires and socks. It gets ugly. It's like, find a girl named Judy, who lives on sour cream and onion Pringles. Like, perfect. I just live so cozy. Smash.
Judy with that big old booty. Okay.
So how do you know? Like, I mean, so you're just like scoping through the who you may know on Facebook for someone that looks heavy set, like in their profile picture or what?
Okay, I've come to this like really, really good conclusion, and you're gonna laugh because you're gonna know what it's true. But I realized that anybody who has that sparkly avatar, whatever they call it, or the text is their profile picture, so it's like that angle they put their face and there's like sparkles around their face.
Yeah.
I know that's going to be a big, beautiful woman under there. And so
that's not necessarily true.
I think it's true. I think he is 100% right about that, guarantee.
I don't know. I think other, also pictures of like flowers and gardens on their page. Anyone who likes Britney Spears. That's true.
So, I don't know, Scotty. Okay.
In your email, you said that you were going to translate basically your stepping fetish somehow into St. Patrick's Day. So how are you planning on doing that?
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. So St. Patrick's Day, I've hired a couple midgets. Shoot, can I say that?
I don't know if that's the proper term or not, but yeah, sure. Something. Little people.
Yeah, they're going to come over, and then I got this girl who's 490 pounds. And she's going to come over, and she's going to roll over them like a monster truck on my living room floor. So they'll lay down on the ground, and she's just going to roll over them. And the little people that are down as long as they get paid. So they're going to show up in leprechaun outfits to be festive, and it's just going to be like this squishy, swashy Irish kind of day.
Okay, so is it just going to be you there watching this, or do you have friends over, like a squish party?
I thought about having friends over, but to be honest, like, I don't want to share her. I'm already sharing her with the midgets. So, it's like, once she rolls in the midgets, like, she's just going to be rolling over me. Little people, whatever. But,
yeah.
I just want her to roll. I'm going to have to sit on me for the front of the day.
And so, are you a tiny guy? Like, because you like
he
being squished?
He has to be. That would only make sense.
Yeah, how tall are you? What's your weight?
I mean, I fluctuate. I'm like 125, 5'2", but it's...
Oh,
5'2"? Well, he just casually just went for 5'2". That's pretty small for a guy.
You could be one of the midgets.
little people.
At like 30, so I still think there's hope.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, you know what? Nobody is going to be getting down this weekend like you are for St. Patrick's Day. I can almost guarantee that.
No, I'll be down under.
Wow, okay.
Down under again? That's hilarious.
Thank you, Scotty.
Yeah.
Scotty the Squisher, Scotty the Stepper. What did he say? Crushing is my religion or something like that?
I don't even know. Like, listen, I don't like to judge people, but that is... I can't imagine that happening because the claustrophobia of that would freak me out.
I have heard of this, though. I mean, I definitely feel like I have heard of this, like, stepping fetish thing. If you have, tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I want to know what you
think. I think you're confusing that with tap dancing, Alex. That is a totally different thing.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, here's what's coming up in the next 20 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show. We've got Lady Gaga tickets coming up right around 7:50. But before that, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, things are getting intense. This just started the other day with Wendy Williams and Howard Stern. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up next, we're going to give you a chance to qualify for Lady Gaga. Make sure you have our number. It's 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
I love drama, especially when it doesn't involve me.
Which is not that often. It's always involving you.
I know. I live for other people's drama. So when this feud happened, I think it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
At the earliest, it was the day before yesterday. But Wendy Williams kind of came out for Howard Stern on her show. She's been back on her show now for a couple weeks after having like a 2-month-long hiatus.
Her mystery illness.
Mystery illness. And so she came out. Basically, the backstory is what you'll hear in the clip she goes into. But Howard Stern just announced that he's got his first book coming out after like 20 years.
I can't wait. It's out like, what, another month or so?
I think in May.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
So she kind of like, it seemed like she was being really complimentary to Howard Stern, who, if you don't know who Howard Stern is, you should. He is probably the biggest guy in radio of all time.
He's a radio god. He's the most successful radio person.
Yeah, he is on Sirius Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Wendy was on radio before when she first started out her career. Actually, our boss was like her manager for many, many years in New York City.
Yeah, back in the day, yep.
We tried to get our boss on, but I think he's asleep.
Thanks, Dion. Dion, the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you're listening.
So Wendy now has her show, and then she was kind of being nice about Howard's book coming out, but then she started digging at him, and then Howard went off on his show about her, and so I have all the audio here so that you can hear this, and then tell us what you think, whose side you're on, Wendy or Howard, 833-JOE-ALEX. So here's Wendy on her show.
Two people I admire that got me to where I am in my head, Oprah and Howard Stern. I always tell you that. For two very different reasons. Howard Stern has a new book coming out. It's like number one at Amazon. It's going to be number one for a long time. Everybody's going to buy this book. It's his first 20 years. And it's called, he still looks good, doesn't he? Yeah. It's called Howard Stern Comes Again. Well, they say...
Sorry. Whoa! I love the Wendy one. Whoa!
Hey, look. They say... No, that Howard's been gone. Stop with the laughter.
Here's the dig.
Howard is so Hollywood right now that this book is going to be... This is what you're going to... And Howard, I love you. But since you've gone Hollywood, everything that you say is so predictable. Every story is going to be about, you know... Oh, I love this one. And then we went on their yacht. And he's a Hollywood insider now, which sucks because you started, like me, being of the people. But at some point, you sat behind that microphone for too long, and now you are the people. And for somebody like me, like, it hurts.
So this was Howard's rebuttal on his show, I think, yesterday, whenever he heard about this.
All right, Porkchop, this is edited, right? Because I think he swears a lot.
It's edited, but he's from Sirius. So Sirius Radio, you can swear a lot. So it's all beep, though.
Let's hear his rebuttal, his response.
What the f*** wrong with her? Bro doesn't have an original thought in her head. Busy being Howard Stern. You mean because I've had success, I'm Hollywood? What, because I know Jimmy Kimmel? That's real Hollywood. Who am I hanging out with? She doesn't know even who I'm hanging out with. She doesn't know what I do with my life. She doesn't know who I hang with. Worry about your husband, not me. Sick of her. Her show. Howard's Hollywood. What does that mean? That means I suck, right? That's what it means.
Apparently, you're not giving us the lowdown anymore because you like everybody.
Here's the lowdown. Yeah, I do like some people. Some people are talented. Maybe I'm not as selfish where I have to put everyone down anymore. I'm not in that place. Ugh, she just ruined my day.
So now here's, he kept going on.
But he's not done?
No.
What a bug-eyed
what?
You. You got those big fake and I'm Hollywood, huh? I'll bet $20 she pees standing up. I hope her gets stuck in a zipper. Oh, I'd f- RuPaul before I'd f- her. I watch RuPaul's Drag Race. She makes RuPaul look like Margot Robbie.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, that was intense. Hold on. I want to get a drop to save for the show. I got to figure out which one it was. Hold on.
You got those big fake and that. I'm Hollywood, huh? I'll bet $20 she pees standing up.
I'm going to use that drop for now on.
That's amazing.
At one point, he said, you know, what evidence do you have that I'm Hollywood, honey? He said, I grew up a scumbag and I'm still treated like a scumbag. What? Because I found success, now I'm Hollywood. And he just said, you know, all she talks about on her show is Hollywood. That's as Hollywood as you get. If anyone in Hollywood called her to hang out, she'd be there in 2 seconds. All of this is a projection.
I totally agree with Howard Stern on this. Like, I've never been a big fan of her, and she's such a hypocrite because she'll talk so much crap about people. But then it's like when she came back from her mystery illness and people were saying, oh, she's getting divorced from her husband manager. It's like, well, the ring's on here, so we're not talking about it. No, no, no. You can't decide what's talked about and what's not when you drag everybody's name into the mud. You bring up all the dirt about them. But then when it's about you, well, the ring's still here, so you can't say anything.
I 100% agree with Joe on this. I'm team Howard. Here's why. Yes, he's a little bit harsh, but that's how he built his career. That's his personality. So that's kind of his funny. You either get it or you don't. But he has a point in that Wendy, all she does is talk about other people and other gossip of other celebrities and stuff, but she is always off limits. The thing about Howard Stern is that he's never afraid to not only, of course, make fun of other people and other celebrities and call them out, but he makes fun of himself and calls himself out. I mean, that's a huge thing, is making fun of himself and how ugly he is and all this. I mean, he always has talked about that.
Everybody got their radio style from Howard.
Yes.
Like, I mean, like self-deprecating, like I do that all the time. I'm not trying to copy him, but I guarantee you in one way or another,
and
that's where we get it from.
I don't understand the, I'm going to praise Howard and talk about his book and like, oh, that's exciting. Like everyone should go buy this book. It's going to be a number one bestseller, but then trash him. The only thing I get from that is jealousy.
Well, that's how you do a backhanded compliment.
These are the two best people in the world to get in a fight and an argument and
it's
a
not gonna
feud
stop.
Because it's not going to stop, and they're going to keep going, taking like low shots at each other, and I am here for it.
Who do you side with, Liv?
I side with Howard. I mean, I think Wendy Williams is Hollywood. Like,
that's what I think too.
Everything on her, she's has had so much work done, so much work
done. They're way too big. Alex, if you ever get a boob job, don't do them that big.
She'll try to hang out with any celebrity she can. Like, it's anything that she was saying, like, that's what she does. So it's just, like, confusing.
Right.
Will this change your opinion? We actually have audio of Howard Stern talking about you. So, I mean, what do you think of this?
I'll bet $20 she pees standing up.
Burn it out, burn it out. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. We've got Lady Gaga Fly Away qualification happening right now. That is the grand prize. We'll send you to Vegas to go see her, hook you up with the flight, hotel, all the good accommodations. And just for getting qualified right now, you will get a digital download from the soundtrack for A Star Is Born, which has got on there. So let's get somebody to play. Let's see. We should go eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Is this Caitlin on the Joe and Alex Show?
Yes.
Hey, I hope you're having a good day. Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic on this Friday.
No, awesome. If there's other people on hold at 833-JOE-ALEX, don't be like, ugh, I hate Caitlin. I'm hanging up right now. I hope she loses. Because I hope you win, Caitlin, but if you don't win, we have to go to the next person, okay? So there is a chance for other people to win, but I feel like you're going to win, okay? Are you okay over there?
It's just cute.
Oh, Caitlin's cute, not me. Okay, Pork Chop, what game are we playing today?
Today we are going to play Name 5 in 10. But Caitlin, I'm curious, were you listening 2 days ago around this time?
I was, and I was mortified because I wanted to answer for the monsters or whatever it was.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Man,
wasn't the game so easy?
I was like, in my car.
Well, I was going to say it's your lucky day because name 5 monsters in 10 seconds. Go.
Oh, gosh. Okay. The boogeyman, the werewolf, the Grim Reaper, I don't know, Frankenstein,
No!
You were so close!
I've never wanted somebody to win a game more in my life!
Caitlin! Caitlin!
No. Pork chop! That was so quick! You just pulled it out of nowhere. We didn't even get to warm up and talk about it.
Dude, I did give her a warning. I said, did you listen 2 days
you
ago?
Just,
she
then
said,
you
yes.
Just, then you just started playing the clock.
Because it was fresh in her head. I wanted. She said, yeah, monsters. I knew it. I loved it.
Oh, it sounded like it was fresh in her head. She almost had a stroke.
Oh, man. I cracked.
Caitlin, I am sorry. We're going to fire Pork Chop and get a new producer on Monday. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Caitlin, make sure you start the hashtag #FirePorkChop, okay? So we can get you somebody new, okay?
Caitlin,
Wow. Dude.
Thank you.
Pork Chop.
I know. I don't want to move on. I just wanted her to get him.
I do, too. Like, why'd you do that?
I don't know. Okay. That was easy, right? She got four.
She was close, so wow. Someone else better get it.
She could have said Chupacabra. Like...
All right.
The gold sucker.
Okay, stop it.
That's what it is.
Good morning, Joy.
Hi.
Hey, not that I don't like talking to you, but can you believe Pork Chop did that?
Yes.
She doesn't care. She wants to win.
He's heartless.
He is. Aww. He has no soul. All right. Pork Chop, go ahead. Why don't you ruin Joy's day, too?
Well, I don't know if you heard, but we are playing Name 5 in 10, so I'm going to give you a category, and you have to name 5 things in 10 seconds. Are you ready to hear your category?
I am.
Okay. There are 16 states that start with the letter M or N. We need you to come up with 5 of them. Go.
Massachusetts, North Dakota, Maine, Nevada, Nebraska.
Yeah, she got it! Oh, Nebraska! Wow. Right at the sound of the buzzer, Joy.
How did you not say Michigan, my home state? That means you lose.
Sorry.
Dude, that was so intense, the way she was so paced out. I was like, oh my gosh, hurry up.
She just was taking a deep breath, okay? Some people like to enjoy their oxygen more than others. All right, Joy, congratulations. You have got the digital download of the soundtrack from A Star is Born, which has got Shallow on there with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, and you're qualified for our grand prize. We could be sending you to Vegas to see Lady Gaga. We'll hook you up with hotel, airfare, and we're going to put you on one of those good planes, not one of those 737s. But
Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada starts with N.
Yep.
So she could have said that.
I think she did.
Oh, she did. Yeah, because maybe that's like a, what's that called? A foreshadow?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Wow. All right, getting deep this morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Lenny's our guy that runs things for us on the new 92.1 Radio Now in Houston, Texas, where we're also on the air. And Lenny, you have a theory or something I saw on your Instagram about water. What is this?
This isn't a theory, Joe. This is a movement. I am stopping all water drinking for 2019, man. It's straight up mana. We're drinking mana, baby. Water is bad for you, 100%.
So you're giving up water because you think it's bad?
Yes, man. If you think about it, like, the only thing that you've never questioned since you were a little baby is that water is good for you, because that's the one thing that they always tell you. They're always like, oh yeah, 100%, just drink some water, it'll take care of it. But that is the poison, bro. That's the reason we're not living to be 500 years old. It's because everybody's drinking water.
But Lenny, you realize that our bodies are made up of, like, what, 60 or 70 or 90% water?
I think it's more than that.
Yeah, like, your body is made up of water.
That's what everybody tells me. That's everybody's first argument. They're like, yeah, my body is made out of water. But that's also what they've told you. You don't know for sure if your body is made out of water. That baby could be full of gas, baby. That's why we fart. Who knows? You got to ask these questions for yourself, which is why I'm going to take a 30-day trial of not drinking water.
Okay, this sounds like a terrible idea, Lenny. And also, you're saying, like, they always tell you. I thought that, like, medical professionals, like, and scientists have researched this. Like, it's a fact that we need water.
That's what I'm saying. That's if you take all of your information from medical professionals and science. But where's the true answers? What do you really know for sure?
I think he's saying that they're all feeding us the same BS.
But what would the purpose be? Like, what would they get out of it to lie to us about that?
Water is what makes everybody dumb. I feel like once I stop drinking this water and I just straight up drink watermelon juice, my whole outlook on life is going to change. Like, literally, I'm going to follow this with, like, a diary, and I'm going to keep you guys updated week by week as I develop my ethereal powers.
Wait. What's watermelon juice?
So watermelon juice is what I'm going to be drinking, pretty much just fruits, because it's purified by the earth. It's not this fake purification stuff that they do to the water that you guys drink. So for 30 days, after I finish just eating nothing but watermelon, pineapples, and peaches, I'm going to be ascended.
Wow. Okay. So is this something that you kind of came to a realization about, like when you were on your trip to Japan, or did you do drugs there that kind of altered your mind state, or has this been a long held opinion of yours?
Well, actually, I thought about it because my sister told me every time she goes to another country and she drinks the water, she gets sick. And I was like, you know what? Water makes people sick. And then I was like, you know what? My whole life, people have told me that water is good for me. And that's one thing I've never questioned. Nobody ever questions if water is good for you. And that's why it's so suspicious to me.
Lenny, please don't do this water fasting, because if you do and you die, like, there's no one there to do your job. So make sure, you know what? Train someone first, then do it.
Listen, everybody keeps telling me I'm going to die, which makes me want to do it even more. Because if I die, okay, well, everybody knows water's good for you. But if I don't die...
Oh, my gosh. This is a terrible idea. 833-JOE-ALEX. Tell Lenny this is a terrible idea.
I mean, did we ever think about this one here, Lenny? The world is surrounded in water. Fresh water, salt water. Tons of amazing animals live in water. If you take a fish out of water, Lenny, what happens to it?
Well, that's exactly my point. You can't find anything on this planet that doesn't have water. Why is that? You can't get real fruit juice without water. The first ingredient on every drink is water. Sketchy, sketchy.
And I think his point is that we're not fish, we're humans. So, like, we don't need to be in water.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm never surprised if Lenny and Liv are on the same page or the wavelength. That totally makes sense to me. 833-JOE-ALEX. Has Lenny hit something on the head here? Has he discovered something new? Is water bad?
After this 30 days, he might be super enlightened, but he's also going to be super malnourished.
How am I going to be malnourished if fruits have vitamins in them?
Guess we'll find out. 833-JOE-ALEX.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This discussion we're having, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of, is on our social media, Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram, and our station Facebook page. Make sure that you give it a like. Just search for Radio Now. Lenny, who runs things for us in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now, claims that water is not good for you. He's like, sure, we've been told that our whole life, but is it really? So he's going to try to abstain from water as much as he can for the next 30 days. That just makes no sense. He's going to die. I mean, this is not good. This is a terrible, terrible, terrible decision. Let's go to the phones this morning, 833-JOE-ALEX, and say hi to Garrett. Hey, Garrett, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Awesome, man. How's it going? Not too bad. I just got to work. Figured I'd call in really quick and talk about this whole Lenny thing.
Yes, explain to Lenny and anybody listening what you think.
Absolutely. All right, first off, your show sounds like Chatterbox from Grand Theft Auto, which is amazing. I love it. You need to hire someone named Laszlo so people can call in and call him locally.
Like the fake radio stuff.
Is that good or bad? I've never played Grand Theft Auto.
They always have radio stations that play like weird, crazy stuff in the background.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be us.
That's like the coolest thing. That's the coolest thing ever. Okay.
Oh, man,
so,
Lenny.
Yeah, is water a conspiracy?
Yeah. Yeah, this conspiracy thing. All right, so first of all, I'm an engineer, so I'm all about questioning things. You know, is that real? Is it not real? The whole water thing, I drink like 80 ounces of water a day. So, you know, I think water's good. Our bodies are supposed to be made up of, like, I think it's like 70% water or something crazy like that. You know, at least that's what all the scientists tell us. But I'll tell you what, Lenny, if you want to try this whole fruit cleanse thing, just make sure you get, like, a ton of, you know, juice out of your fruits. You know, like, blend them up, get... like, drink a ton of that stuff, you know, because the last thing you want to do is die and, you know, you don't want to leave someone. So, like, hey, man, who's going to do Lenny's job now? So, you know, definitely take that advice, too, and train someone
first.
I
appreciate that, because Porkchop's saying that he might be dying, too, and it's like, look, you can die if that's what you need to do, but we need to have people replace you guys.
you
can't be selfish, okay? Think about me and Alex, please. Let's go to Colin this morning. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Colin, what's up?
Hey, man, I just wanted to chime in on his, like, water drink, no drinking water.
Yep.
So, I wouldn't really call myself a health nut, but I've been on, like, a 2-year weight loss journey. Like, I've lost 138 pounds.
Whoa.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It was all Dr. Pepper, right?
Diet,
water
Pepper.
At all, right? But what? No, like, he's talking about drinking like watermelon juice and pineapple juice. All that is like natural water. That's still like completely water based, like watermelon.
Yeah.
And like,
that's
and,
what
like,
I was
if
thinking.
He eats like celery is like 90% water. Like, there's no calories, no carbs, no nothing. It's water.
All right. I think this is some good points right there. I hope that Lenny's taking this in and actually listening. Lynn, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about our guy Lenny? He runs things for us in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now, and he says he's going to abstain from water. It's bad.
No, I don't think it's bad, but I don't think it's good either. My best friend of 30-odd plus year only drinks coffee and soda pop every day, and she's still alive and kicking it, and she has no health issues.
Wait,
she
how
has
old
a
is she?
Clean bill of health.
How old?
She's almost 40.
Okay, if you Whoa. Said she's like almost 90, I'd believe it, but what if she drops dead tomorrow? Like, she could be like at the very end of her health.
She's not, because we just went to the doctor not even 2 weeks ago, and she got a clean bill of health because I drove her, so I know.
Well, in that case, I believe it. Hey,
I will say this. I barely drink any water.
That's not good, Alex.
I drink a ton of water, and Chase barely drinks water, and we're both okay.
Well, you...
Well, like, didn't you just say you're going to die soon, Pork Chop?
Well, yeah, I know, but... good point.
You know what I want to know is if you barely drank any water, this is going to be, like, kind of... adult thing to say, but if you okay. barely drink any water, does that affect how you would taste?
Yes, it does. Oh. I actually do know that.
But would he be in a good situation if he's only drinking pineapple
yes.
juice and
if
stuff?
If he's drinking pineapple juice and watermelon juice, he's still going to be in a good situation. Now, soda is not good.
Ooh.
Okay. Paige, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to comment about the water thing.
Yeah, please give us some information here. What do you think?
I actually don't drink water. My husband actually just started the keto diet, and he's been on me since we've been together. We've been together almost 10 years to drink water, and I don't. I drink Mountain Dew every single day from the second I wake up to the second I go to bed. That's all I drink. Cut me open, I'd bleed Mountain Dew. I'm fine. I don't think he'll die, but I don't think it's a... I mean, I don't know. I don't drink water, but I know there's water, like, in, you know, the things we drink. So, I mean, either way, you're still getting the water.
I have a question. So you're saying that not drinking water and only drinking Mountain Dew doesn't affect your health, but does it make you douchier?
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Actor Jesse Smollett pleaded not guilty to 16 charges of lying to authorities yesterday after he allegedly staged his own racist and homophobic attack. Jesse's Empire co-star Terrence Howard was also in the courtroom to show his support for Jesse. Sellout. Currently, he is out free on bond, but is due back in court on April 17th. By the way, in case you're wondering, because I always like to know this kind of stuff, Empire ratings tanked in its first episode after all the controversy surrounding Jesse. Like, I think a lot of people thought it was going to do well because of the attention. Not even close. During the episode, there were 4.4 million total viewers, which is down from last year's 6.2 million viewers. This week's Empire episode drew the second smallest audience and second worst demo rating ever for the show.
Uh-oh.
Bye-bye. Cardi B says it's hard for her to pay attention to people in conversations, and she might come across as rude when you talk to her because she gets distracted by voices in her head.
So I'm having a problem, right? Like, a lot of people be saying, oh, I met Cardi B, and I don't know if she liked me or not because she was looking at me like if I'm crazy. But that's not the problem. The problem is that I have a voice in my head that while I'm talking to people, it just start having a conversation with me, and I be replying back. Like, you could be talking to me, and the voice in my head, I don't know, will start asking me questions like, hey, what happened to your green Balenciaga shirt that you wore the other day? And then I reply back in my head like, I don't know, I think I left it at my grandma's house. And then me and the voice in my head start going back and forth while you talking to me. So I'm really not paying attention because the voice in my head is talking to me. I don't know if that happened to people. That be happening to me.
Oh my God, this sounds like what Alex has. Where's my shirt at? I don't know.
Actress Rosario Dawson confirmed that she's dating 2020 presidential candidate Cory Booker. The 49-year-old New Jersey senator let it slip last month that he had a boo. Yes, that is the word he actually used.
What's wrong with boo? You're booing boo, aren't you?
Because if you don't, when presidential candidates do this crap, it's like with Hillary Clinton when she was running and she put the freaking hot sauce in her purse or whatever. Like, all of it is so fake and so phony and staged. And, like, if you don't see that, God bless you. But he used the word boo, and 39-year-old Rosario Dawson confirmed yesterday that she was the boo in Booker's life. She told a Photog that she's in a wonderful relationship with Booker. She said, "I'm just grateful to be with someone that I respect and love and admire so much."
I don't know why you're hating on love.
These people think we're idiots.
Why are you hating on it? What, Alex, why are you hating on this?
I can't stand it. And Ben Affleck was on Ellen and talked about his giant back tattoo.
There was a photo of the of your back tattoo that got a lot of attention.
It did. Not so much positive.
No, I think people, it's a commitment. It's what is the, it's like a...
It's a phoenix.
Uh-huh.
It's a phoenix, which...
rising from your ass.
That's a good one. I love Ellen.
That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, I need you to call us. You can be anonymous if you want to, but we're honest. I would like for you to be honest. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539. I want to know, why did you cheat? There's this new survey out with men and women, and I find it so interesting the different reasons why men say, this is why I cheated on my partner, and the reasons why women say, this is why I cheated, because they were brutally open and honest about it.
Is because they looked like a chicken nugget on the list?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3. No, it was not on there. Okay, so that one's out of the equation. That's next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Listen, for this conversation, it's going to require you to maybe talk about something you're not proud of. Not necessarily judging, but we want to know exactly why did this happen. The question is, why did you cheat? Not why were you cheated on, but why did you cheat, man or woman? Why did you stray? A recent survey came out of 2,000 men and women, so it's not a huge amount of people, but the results were very similar. American women said, quote, "My partner stopped paying attention to me." Another reason they gave for why they cheated is the other person was really there for me. That was their primary reasons for cheating. Now, men, no surprise.
Or she had that good poontang. Mm-hmm,
she had that good booty booty. They said the person was really hot, and they also said, well, man, people were hitting on me, so I had to wrestle with her naked.
The most interesting thing to me about cheating is what constitutes as, quote, really hot. Because so many times, okay, so like this guy that I know, his girlfriend of a year cheated on him, and it was with one of his friends, and the guy that she cheated on him with looked like the most average, just chubby dad. I don't even know how to explain it. And the guy that she cheated on with, my friend, is hot. Why? Well, I don't get it.
Are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me?
Ugh.
Yeah, that happened to me. So one of my boyfriends cheated on me with one of my best friends.
And she's ugly?
And, I mean, she's not ugly, but she definitely, like, I don't think she's cute.
Yeah,
and
like, if you're like, cheating on me, like, please, like, let her be less pretty
but,
than me.
You want her to be less pretty?
Yes.
Well, honestly, yeah, I got cheated on again by a different boyfriend with another best friend. And she was like drop dead gorgeous, stunning, super hot. And that one hurt way worse.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. You can be anonymous if you need to be. But if not, it's fine too. You can give us your real name. Why? Why did you cheat? Jessica, let's kick it off with you. Why did you cheat?
I think it was just because I was just over my relationship and I didn't really know how to get out of it. So I just cheated. And
why not just say, hey, I want to break up?
Huh, I'm sorry?
Why not just say, hey, I want to break up?
We was married and I had 3 kids. So it was hard. It was harder to do that than just cheat.
Wow.
No, but I mean, think about the outcome of that, though. Couldn't that affect the custody of your kids, child support, all those things, if you're the one that's straying in a marriage?
Like, we're getting divorced now. Like, not because of that. Obviously, like, he forgave me and stuff. But, no, like, he's always been a bad husband, but a really good dad.
How was he a bad husband? What were the types of things, like, in a quick summary that he would do?
He was just very controlling, very, like, abusive, so it was an eye opener and see like a different kind of man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And I mean, good for you for getting out of an abusive relationship. We appreciate
your
call this morning, Jessica. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I don't have my screen working because our programs suck. But what is your name? Who is this?
She's actually anonymous.
Anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Why did you cheat?
I was bored. I was young. I was just not ready to... you know, at this point, I had two kids and a husband.
Well, wait a minute. Anonymous, when you say you were bored, does that mean that you were just in general bored, or you were, like, he wasn't a good with flipping pancakes, so you were bored with him?
I was not happy with the flipping of pancakes. It was just emotion. And I'm going to tell you something that only a few people know.
Yes.
I never got the highlight of the flipping of the pancakes with him. Never.
Wow.
We just talked about this the other day. If you've ever faked it.
I don't know what that's like. Every lady gets that with me. I wonder what that's like.
Yes. So were you faking it with him?
Yes. Single time. It was, if I wanted to get highlighted, I would have to do it manually.
So, how many years were you with him?
I was married to this man for 9 years.
Oh! Hey, where's the beat?
And I cheated, and I have been with my current husband for almost 20, and every time we flip pancakes, I highlight 20 times.
Yeah!
All right.
Let's go, Mom. Let's go.
Yeah, wow. I want what she's having. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. 833-563-2539. You could be anonymous. If you want, you can throw your name out there, too. I just found it not interesting with guys saying, oh, because they were hot, that's why I cheated. But the emotional thing is just how different we are. And I don't know. I always picture that women don't cheat, but obviously they do. But, I mean, that's just so interesting to me. Do you know a lot of girls that have cheated?
I wonder, I would almost guess if I was a voting or a betting person, I would almost guess that women cheat more than men.
Really? See, I feel like men cheat all the time.
Because we are looking for such specific emotional needs, and if those are not met, we get those met elsewhere. It may not be that we're cheating physically. Maybe guys cheat more physically, but girls may just cheat, you know, talking to someone else and all that kind of stuff, like an emotional cheating.
I'd say out of, like, my friends and the people I know and, like, in college and even, like, a couple years post-college, I would say 50 with the amount of girls I know and the amount of guys I know that have cheated. And the reasons being are the exact same. I would say girls cheat because they're bored. They think other guys are hotter. It's rarely because of like emotional reasons. Now, I think with older people and married people, maybe the reasons why women cheat are because of emotions. But I'd say like when people are young, it's the same.
We got a tweet from Constance who says that she cheated because the guy had red leather interior in his car and she thought it was hot.
That's what did it for her? She's like, you know, I normally don't do this, but that red leather you have in there makes me want to flip it.
She got caught red-handed.
There you go.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A guy in Canada was in the middle of driving from Montreal to Calgary, and one of the passengers was using the GPS on their phone to kind of be the co-pilot and navigate them to their destination. Nothing wrong so far. But the thing is, it sent them way off course, and they ended up at a U.S. border crossing in Michigan, which is actually 4 hours away.
Oh.
How do you not notice that?
Yeah.
That's not good. But that's still not the dumb part. The dumb part is when they got to the border crossing, the guy actually had 10 pounds of meth in this car. The driver claims, man, I didn't know that was drugs. He claimed that someone told him to transport something for him as a way to pay off a $2,000 gambling debt, but he didn't know what it was.
How do you not know?
He said, I definitely didn't know it was meth.
Liar. He knew.
There's no way, Alex, let's say you did something. You were a gambler. You had some kind of a problem.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, $5,000 is how much I owe you, and you'll get rid of it for this. You would say no. You wouldn't check what you were transporting.
Anyone would know that if they're paying you that much money to transport something, it's clearly drugs.
Please take this baby powder for my sister. She needs it for the baby. We know what this is. Yeah, so he got in trouble for that. And the thing is, it was a lot of meth. He was also supposed to pick up two people in the Toronto area on his way, but that didn't work out because his, GPS wasn't working. He's been charged with possession with intent to distribute. You know what it reminds me of, Alex? Like your favorite scene ever from The Office when Dwight and Michael are trying to follow the GPS.
Oh, they go into the lake?
It's like, no, trust me, you're supposed to turn here. It's like, no. It's like, go here. It's like, they go right into it.
Yeah.
Splash. That right there is stupid. It's dumb. That's why it's your Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com.
Oh, go! Get it, pork chop! Dang, you're killing that flute!
It's not a flute, it's a recorder.
Okay, keep it going. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I lost my leg.
Is this your most favorite holiday or like least favorite? It's my least favorite.
It's not my favorite.
Between
but it's
this
okay.
and New Year's, I don't know what I hate more. I hate New Year's and St. Patrick's Day.
What do you have against kissing people while you're drunk?
I'm still gonna do it, but I mean, like, celebrate it. Not necessarily the kissing while drunk part.
I lost my leg. St. Patrick's Day, probably one of the biggest holidays where all we care about is getting drunk.
Yes.
I mean, we drink at all these holidays, but this has got to be one of the bigger ones. A recent study looked at the most common ways we hurt ourselves while drinking, and, St. Patrick's Day is definitely up there. I'm wondering, what is your injury from drinking? It doesn't have to be St. Patty's Day related, but I guarantee you somebody's going to break their shillelagh this weekend. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Now, I assume she has one, but I guess I can make an ass out of myself because that's what happened to you and Zoom. Live the Web Girl.
Yes.
Have you got hurt when you've drank?
I'm trying to think.
She got a horse tranquilizer stuck in her arm, the needle.
I thought that was just for fun, though.
Just kidding.
No. I'm trying to think, and I really don't think so. I think one time maybe I slipped on some stairs and I bruised my butt pretty bad. I think one time at a party.
My boyfriend Chase did that, by the way, too. He slipped downstairs and bruised his butt.
Ooh. Yeah, I had a friend.
Is that what happened, or how did his butt get bruised?
Ew.
Get it, pork chop.
I had a friend break and shatter her ankle just going down one stair.
Oh, my
gosh. She was just going down one stair.
One stair?
Oh, my gosh.
One stair, and she shattered
her
ankle.
That's like walking into a parked car.
I know.
833-JOE-ALEX, that's an example. I think I've shared this story before, but in case I have or have not, I'll make it quick either way. I didn't go to college, so I never really had a high alcohol tolerance. And I went and saw my buddy Brandon, and I went to his college in Michigan up there. It's called Ferris State University. And it's a very big drinking place because there's not much to do up there in northern Michigan except pretty much drink and I guess go to college sometimes. So I was drunk before we even left his dorm room to go to this party. I ended up getting so wasted after doing shots of Captain Morgan and just beer-bonging beer. For the first time, I took it like a champ, but I did that I ended up clogging the toilet in the bathroom. Yeah. And then I passed out in the bathroom and people were pounding on the door.
You were that
that's
guy.
So gross.
But that's not even how I got hurt. The way I got hurt after they threw me in the back of their Jeep, drove me back there. I remember this kind of blacking out. I had to puke all over myself. They pushed my naked self into the top bunk. I don't understand why they put me in the top bunk of somebody's, bed because they had bunks in their room. But I remember waking up in the bottom bunk the next morning and my whole right side was bruised and it hurt. Turns out my 400-pound self fell out of the top bunk onto the floor.
Wow.
I am so lucky that I didn't break anything and that I just was bruised really bad. Because imagine if my arm or leg would have like done that, would have just snapped like your friend lived that went off one step and got hurt.
The people below them must have like thought an earthquake was happening.
Oh, no doubt. They're like, the building's collapsing. The building's collapsing. Run.
My sister actually one time was dancing on a bar stool and she fell off and like broke a couple ribs.
Ow. And that was when she was drinking. Was she trying to get her Coyote Ugly on?
She was drinking. Yeah, she was probably trying to get her Coyote Ugly on.
Alex, you're a lightweight when it comes to alcohol, but have you been hurt from it?
I haven't, but I have a family member who busted her breast implant.
Oh my God. No. What did she do?
She was four-wheeling drunk.
Oh my gosh,
that sounds so...
What happens? It's just like, because it's fluid inside, just like all of a sudden go like, pew!
Yeah, I think it just kind of deflated.
It can be super, super dangerous.
Yeah, oh, she'd go to the hospital.
She's four-wheeling, say, hey, I got a flat, like, the tires look fine. She's like, no, up here, it's flat up here. Yeah! Yeah. I'm feeling funky like a monkey. We are the Joe and Alex Show. I am so ready to get drunk. But you're like, Joe, that's every Friday. What's different? Well, true, but the beer I'll be drinking will be green. Wouldn't it be cool if the beer made your stuff green when it was, like, you know, flowing out? Wouldn't that be sweet?
Not what I wanted to think about.
Like, you know how asparagus and coffee can give you a little something?
No.
Like, what if green beer made, like, a green flow?
It makes my money green because I'm going to be Uber driving all weekend long. I'm going to make bank.
I'll pay a Joe and Alex Show listener $100 if you throw up in Pork Chops Uber or Lyft.
Actually,
but it's got to be Pork Chops.
If someone throws up in my Uber, I think it's a $200 charge.
That's what I'm saying. You have to clean it up, but also I'm helping you out too, getting some money. So,
oh my gosh,
it's kind of a win-win for everybody. Oh my gosh, Liv the Web Girl, you putting on all your makeup? What are you on, a hot date? What are you doing?
Yes, a hot date with my nieces and my nephew. I'm so excited. My sister and my brother-in-law are on their way up right now. We're gonna go to the Children's Museum and go to the Paw Patrol exhibit.
Oh, that thing's awesome. I've already checked it out.
I am so excited. I literally have not seen my nieces and nephew in, it seems like, forever. So I cannot wait to see them.
All right, that's cool. Then, of course, we're going to be out tomorrow at the Girls World Expo. So come out there and join us. That'll be fun, and look forward to seeing everybody. And then after that, I think we're all just getting drunk, right? We're going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Not together, but we are going
well,
out.
Well, of course not. We would never actually hang out when we're not forced to.
Alex needs to make sure people know that we're not going to
hang out. No, it's not that.
I'm
making sure he knows.
Obligated.
I'm not. It's not other people. I'm making sure Joe knows because he's acting like we're going out. I'm like, I already have plans. Sorry, nobody told me that.
You all can join me. I'm just going downtown.
I appreciate it. I think I'm going to hang out with you, and then I'm going to try to hang out with Alexa Green from Fox 59, hopefully on Sunday. I don't think I'll survive, but maybe I'll find a way to call in sick on Monday. Pork Chop, you're driving everywhere?
Yeah, I'm seriously shaking about how much money I'm going to make this weekend.
Man, you're so rich.
That is so bizarre.
What's it like to be rich like you?
Yeah, right. It's all going straight to bills.
I really want to do an Irish car bomb. I'm like so excited.
That does sound really good, doesn't it?
It sounds so good. I'm going to do one for St. Patrick's Day, obviously. I can't wait.
All right, whatever you do, Liv and Alex and myself, Joe, Porkchop, you'll be driving all the time. Make sure we don't embarrass the show. You know what I mean? Like, don't get it like drinking and driving. Take
on
an
the
Uber,
contrast,
take a
I
lift.
Would say please embarrass the show.
Well, I
just
was
get video.
Going to say, Joe embarrasses the show sober. So.
Yeah. You're going out with somebody from the freaking media, the news, and you for sure. You're the one that we have to keep our eyes out on.
No, I'm not going to put her dirt out there, but I hear she likes to party. We'll find out. It'll be a good time. So have fun this weekend. Be safe. Hit up Pork Chop. Make sure he gives you a ride. Hey, guess who's coming in next?
Who?
Grizel.
Yes. Yeah. Grizel is the newest addition to Radio Now. She has a show right after our show, so you have to stick around and meet her. She's super fun.
And go ahead. Don't give it away.
Look her up on Instagram because she's hot.
Mm-hmm. Slide into her DMs even though she's married. That's not good, but you can just slide though, right? Is it okay to slide?
No.
Isn't that a compliment to a lady? Like if a guy slides into your DMs even if they know you're married?
No, it's more annoying than anything.
Yes, it's extremely annoying.
Okay, well. I wish I would have known that.
And what were you going to say, Joe? Like she has a big announcement.
She has a big announcement. Yes, but we can't say. That's why you have to listen. And Grizel will tell you about that.
At 11.
And make sure you welcome her too. You know, give her a call and be like, "Hey, what up? Welcome to Radio Now 100.9."
So. She knows Spanish, I think.
Well, I don't know Spanish. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Guapo.
Mi amor.
I don't know.
Are they swearing, Alex?
No, I think guapo means they're handsome or beautiful.
Mi amor means I love her, I think.
Okay. Oh, that's cute.
Oh, okay. So, well, that'll be fun. Make sure you listen and tune on in. Pork chop, no. That is not...
It's St. Patrick's music.
No, this is Cinco de Mayo music, you dummy. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's get out of here, guys. Have a fun weekend. We love you so much. Some of the debauchery might make it onto our Instagram, so follow us. And when you go there, too, follow everybody on the show. It all is at one place, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.